Wall Street can be a brutal place to work, especially for women. A new book details the work environment female stockbrokers have had to endure over the past two decades. Tales from the Boom Boom Room, Women vs. Wall Street, tells the story of a whistleblower who tried to hold Wall Street accountable for its treatment of women. NPR's Madeline Brand spoke with author Susan Antilla in New York.
The Boom Boom Room was a party room in the basement of a Smith Barney brokerage house on Long Island. The manager would serve cocktails and tap kegs for his rowdy, mostly male workers. The women in the office said it encouraged a frat house mentality that spilled over into the office. One of the women, Pamela Martins, was so disgusted that she took Smith Barney to court. It was a groundbreaking lawsuit, says journalist Susan Antilla, because it became a class action lawsuit that tried to change the entire brokerage industry. Antilla says women from all over the country joined the suit with their tales of discrimination.
There's a woman who worked at a Shearson office, which was a predecessor firm to Solomon Smith Barney, who had a boss who would call her at home and leave really disgusting messages on her machine. She worked in an office where they had hung a brassiere up from one desk to another, and they would throw tennis balls into it. There was pornography hung up at the desks. One day, one of her colleagues asked if she'd like to share half of his roast beef sandwich that he wasn't going to finish, and she said, oh, sure. She thought that he was being nice, and she almost took a bite into it and realized that there was a dead bird put in it. This woman fought, took all of them to arbitration, but in the meantime, she lost her job, went to a new job, and the firm called and asked her new firm for copies of her drug abuse records. She lost her new job because they did that. I sat across from her. I interviewed her over lunch one day, and she told me that the situation had gotten so bad that she considered committing suicide.
You know, everyone knows that Wall Street is this kind of ruthless place, sort of a Darwinian place where if you don't make it, you're out. So shouldn't women sort of expect there to be this very macho environment and just try to deal with it?
This wasn't just plain old competition. This wasn't just survival of the fittest. This was the men in the office systematically harassing women, systematically trying to make them feel uncomfortable. What really struck me about these women was that they said that even though they were big profit makers, the company didn't want them. That was really news to me. The fact that women were treated badly on Wall Street, I'd actually become really accustomed to hearing. It was this issue of we want women out so badly that we don't even want to take the money that they're making for us.
Now, what is it about Wall Street? There are other industries that are male-dominated that don't seem to have these kinds of problems.
It's my very strong view that the reason it's different is something called mandatory arbitration. You couldn't get a license to do business on Wall Street without signing away your right to go to court and sue your employer. If the employees, and in this case the female employees, have no way to expose what's going on, the companies don't have to change.
Now, you tell the story of a small group of women at Smith Barney who decided to fight back and to file a lawsuit. What happened with this lawsuit?
Well, it's a very important lawsuit. The women filed it in 1996, and Smith Barney initially said it's a couple of disgruntled employees out on Long Island who are unhappy with one manager. And then the lead plaintiff, Pamela Martins, started getting telephone calls from women at the firm all over the country. They wound up settling this, and it was a very controversial settlement because it was a settlement for $0. And the idea was that instead of that, the women in the class could go through a dispute resolution system. Where it stands today is a lot of women have gone through this system. The third step of this is you can go to what they call a public arbitration, where two reporters can be present. Only two women have gotten to that point in all of these years. One of them got $0. And the other one got $3.2 million. That was in December.
So what happens is they agree to go before a private panel and present their complaints, but they can't establish a pattern of discrimination. They can only have their individual
right.
complaint resolved.
And that's a very important point. You know, in a big discrimination suit, what you want in the end is to say there was a pattern and a practice, and you can't prove that in this kind of a situation where one woman at a time goes in.
So what happened with the women who decided to fight? Where are they now?
Well, some of them are still in the industry. Pam Martins is now working at A.G. Edwards. She sort of carries on, still has customers, appears to be happily married, you know. She has a life. But, she, you know, she's an exception. Most of the people who went through this process are not working in the industry, have had some major problem with their lives. Either they're divorced or they're unemployed. I mean, this really has destroyed lives. So there are, you know, there are a lot of casualties as a result of this. And, you know, when we've been talking about sort of where are the women now, well, where are the men now? I've checked the records of literally all of the men who I've written about. You can't find a trace of any of this on any of their regulatory records. None of these stories that we're talking about exist because you can't sue them. So the industry has really taken care of these men.
Smith Barney, just a few months ago, hired a female CEO. A milestone? Does that mean the industry is changing?
On the one hand, it was a shock. On the other hand, I would like to think that this will be the beginning of change, but this is a company that's extraordinarily good at public relations.
So if a young woman came to you and said, you know, I really want to get into the financial world, what should I do? What would you advise them?
I would say go ahead and do it. Just do it with your eyes open.
Susan Antilla is the author of Tales from the Boom Boom Room, Women versus Wall Street. Solomon Smith Barney issued a prepared statement in response to Antilla's book. It says they've implemented various diversity programs in the last several years, which have, quote, helped us break new ground in establishing Solomon Smith Barney as among the most progressive employers in the securities industry. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.